What will it take to make fish in the Great Lakes safer to eat? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Officials in Michigan issue fish advisories. Those recommend limits on how much fish we eat because of toxic chemicals that can build up in fish. Indigenous communities in the Great Lakes are at greater risk because they eat a lot of fish. For years, there was a focus on trying to get tribes to follow the advisories more closely. But some people argue that's the wrong way to tackle the problem. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
About a decade ago, Valerie Gagne was a student at Michigan Technological University. She learned that toxic chemicals like mercury and PCBs build up in fish in the region. And she learned that not everyone limits their fish intake, especially tribal communities. For her master's research, she started talking to members of the Keweenaw Bay Indian community.
Early on, I wanted to know more about that culture in order to create what is called a culturally relevant fish consumption advisory. And so in what way could I help community members make choices associated with fish consumption that were safer?
Then she had a conversation that changed her perspective.
I sat down to talk with an elder woman, and she was almost 80 years old. And first, you know, you go through the process of sharing your research and, you know, how important your research is.
But the woman stopped her.
And she said, well, let me just tell you something. Don't you be another one of those people to come in here and tell us to stop eating our fish. Why don't you go back there and tell them to stop polluting our waters?
By the end of Gagne's interviews, she knew that fish advisories could never be relevant to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community. They depend on fish for food, culture, and livelihood. What the Keweenaw Bay tribe wanted to know was, when can we eat the fish? Specifically, when could they eat fish as often as their ancestors had done for generations? Long story short, it's hard to know exactly, but it probably won't be in our lifetime, especially if we stay on our current path. Noel Urban is a professor at Michigan Tech. He worked with Gagne and others on a new study, driven by the tribe's needs, a study on what it would take to lower mercury and PCBs to safer levels in fish.
For mercury, what we've found is that some of the policies that are in place now and that are in consideration now would not be adequate to protect the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in particular.
So this is a daunting prospect. The bottom line is, to solve this problem, it will take decades of global action. That's because mercury pollution has many sources and it can move all around the world. But even though this is a huge pollution issue to solve, it doesn't deter everybody. Jerry Jonder is a member of the Keweenaw Bay Indian community.
These issues are bigger than fixing in a day. I mean, it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a concerted effort. But we do this for our future generations.
The Keweenaw Bay tribe fundamentally changed how this one group of scientists approached the problem of contaminated fish. And Jondro and his tribe are holding out hope that the rest of the world will follow suit. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.
You can see Kay's graphics about where mercury in the Great Lakes comes from on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.